Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Jason?
Yes.
Hi, Jason. It's Aaron calling you from INS Law, just in regards to your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Uh-huh.
Okay, is now a good time to talk, sir?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. What I'm going to do, Jason, is I'm just going to go through your inquiry with you and the application process and get everything in order for you.
Could you tell me your reasons and how you and who you're going to hold to account or whatever? What's your direction?
Yeah, okay.
Before we start off, I don't want to get any litigation.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand that. So, the Scottish Redress Scheme, they provide financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse. So they don't exactly hold the individuals accountable, unfortunately, but they do hold the institutions and the local authorities that you obviously were placed under, you know, in charge of your care. They hold more so the institutions and local authorities accountable more so than the individuals itself.
Yeah, so see, local authorities, would that be my local council or would that be the Scottish government? Because I'm in Scotland.
Yeah, so it would be your local council. So wherever you were placed within, obviously, the Scottish region, obviously there's about 40 councils within the Scottish region. So whoever was in charge of your placement under the social services at that time, they're the ones who were held accountable.
No, it's just I responded to a previous thing. It's on Facebook, similar to your one.
Yeah.
And then I got constant messages and different phone numbers saying that they want to hold the Scottish government to account. And like, well, this incident happened in the 1970s. So how could there was no Scottish government then? So I couldn't understand their redress approach. You know, why they were taking it. But if you're not taking it to the Scottish government, because to me the Scottish government weren't around when I was a child. You know,
yeah.
There was no Scottish government, so they couldn't be held accountable. So this other MA company, this lawyer company, they seem to have been misdirected, or maybe it's just, I don't know if it's just action against people in Scotland or trying to diminish what the Scottish government is.
Yeah.
if you're saying it's going directly to the local council, then I'm happy to proceed that way.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, it's the Scottish government themselves, obviously, in presently, who have brought out this scheme in 2021.
Right.
And that was all more so due to the fact that there was a lot of civil claims going against, you know, the councils, the authorities that were, you know, accountable for, you know, wrongdoing of time and care.
Yeah.
So instead, the Scottish government brought out this scheme to reduce that backlog of civil matters and bring it into a scheme of such. So that's the only involvement that the Scottish government have, is they're the ones who have provided this scheme for the likes of yourself. But it's not exactly the government themselves that get held accountable. They then pass that down to the local authorities, because obviously, as you've mentioned there, obviously they weren't even around at the time.
All right. No, but you're fully informed. That's clear and concise. That's perfect.
Okay, perfect, sir. Well, what I'll do, Jason, I'll start off by just grabbing some generic details from you for data protection.
Yeah, but not too much, mate, because I gave that last company a lot of stuff and I really shouldn't have done that. That's great, you know. And stupid of me being an ex-soldier, you know. I've given them a lot of personal details. And they're harassing me now. It's at the point they keep ringing me. It's because because I had a bit of doubt where their angle of approach was.
I'm getting
calling, you know, and I was like, this is a thing, you know, what I'm going to be doing is regurgitate something that's traumatic to me. And I don't want to go down that path, because that's a negative. It takes me in a dark direction.
Yeah.
I've been fighting all my life to find light in life. So I really don't want to go down the dark path. You know what I mean? What's your name, mate? Just so I could call you Jock.
No, I do. I completely understand that, Jason. I know it's a very sensitive subject for you to be talking about. You know, we can only apologise for what you've gone through, even though we're not the ones.
You don't have to apologise, mate. No, never think like that. What's your name, mate? So I'm not talking to a computer.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, my name is Aaron.
Aaron, right? Yeah. Double A.
Double A.
Cool, right? Cool.
like Elvis's middle name.
I didn't know that. All right.
I didn't. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Elvis's middle name was Aaron, spelled with double A.
And you got a lovely accent, you know.
Thank you. Yeah. No. Yeah. What have you never been to Liverpool before, sir?
Never. No. I've met a lot of Liverpoolians, like, and Evertonians and Birkenheadians and. I was in the army, you know, so you meet a lot of guys from different places, and Liverpool was a big contingent of Liverpool, you know, and they were heart and soul, they were rough and ready, they were wide as a Clyde, they were smart, they were funny, charismatic, brilliant, just like Glaswegians, they're lovely.
Of course.
There's good and bad everywhere, though, you know, as you know.
Of course, unfortunately there is in this world nowadays, but yeah, I'm from Liverpool, support Everton, and
you're a blue.
I'm a blue.
I'm a red, actually. That's my team.
is it? Yeah. What? Liverpool itself?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know about Everton back when I was a kid. There were all these Scottish players playing for Liverpool, like Kenny Dalglish, Graham Souness, you know. There was a few others I can't remember, but they had Welsh guys. It was like a nucleus of all different people from everywhere. It was like the working man's team of the Britain, you know, and I really identified with that. I thought they were brilliant. And in Scotland, we've got this religious sectarianism that's affiliated with the two big clubs up here. So it's negative. When you're a young kid, you don't understand these things. So you just pick the best team you think's available. And Liverpool would just beat Sunderland in a cup final or something like that. So they go my vote, you know.
To be honest, Jason, that's fair, and that's obviously quite a nice story to tell as
but
well.
I'm a football fan, mate. That's all I'm a football fan.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm football mad myself.
I mean, if Accrington Stanley can beat Liverpool, I'm behind Accrington Stanley. You know what I mean? I'm all for the underdog and the wee guy getting a good day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. And to be honest, that's part of the joys of the FA Cup as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing, that cup. The best.
Yeah, well, I do just want to obviously reassure you, Jason, where we don't have any third party people's companies, anything attached to us, so all your data is protected under the Data Protection Act. Your data doesn't get sold anywhere, anything like that. So the only number that we'll be calling you is the number that I'm calling you from. So unfortunately, I will have to grab the details that you may have already passed on to other people. I do want to reassure you that obviously your information is secured. You won't get any cold calls, anything like that from ourselves. It's only going to be points of contact, excuse me, in regards to your application.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, Jason, I've got your first name here as Jason. Got your surname as Henderson.
Yep.
And do you have any middle names, Jason?
Yeah, Murray.
Murray. Okay.
Double R-E-Y.
Perfect. And I've got your email address here as jmhenderson83@outlook.com.
That's me.
Perfect. And am I able to grab your date of birth, please, sir?
Yeah, 29/12/1967.
Perfect. Thank you. What's your current home address, please?
5 Thornwood Crescent.
That was Stone... What, sorry?
Thornwood. THORN. WOOD, Thornwood, Crescent.
Okay.
It's number 5. 11 flat 03.
03, perfect, okay. Postcode. I've got that here. I'll just correct it and see if it is. Is it G117PL?
Correct.
Perfect, thank you. Glasgow. Okay, that's perfect. And my my colleagues just informed me as well, whilst being on the phone to yourself, she's also tried to get in contact with yourself, wanted me to pass on her apologies to yourself, obviously, especially after the information I've just given you, but yeah, we've basically tried to both call you at once. We're quite eager to speak to you, Jason.
Okay.
Excuse me. So yeah, just inform you as well, Jason, that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Yep.
Okay. So the methods of contact for yourself, Jason, obviously, as well as being on the phone to yourself now, are we okay to send you text messages and emails?
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Okay. They'll only be our three forms of communication with yourself. So, as obviously previously described, any other number that calls you, anything like that, obviously won't be from ourself other than a number that we're calling from.
Yeah. The host, will that be INS?
INS, yeah, that's correct. INS Law, we are.
Just so I can connect to that, so.
Of course.
What does INS stand for?
Don't ask me, sir. It's just basically our law firm's name that we thought sounded well many years ago when we started. It doesn't exactly stand for anything as such, but yeah, it just goes well, sounds well, and obviously we're building that reputation to make it succeed. Is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of, Jason?
No, just life.
Just life, oh, yeah, I understand. But
I'm
not
heart disease, so I'm on the road out.
Yeah, okay. Is there anything terminal been diagnosed by a clinician or doctor?
No, nothing terminal. No, nothing terminal.
No, okay. And is there a beneficiary that you would like to add to your application?
I'll add that later.
Yep, okay, that's completely fine. And were you known by any of the names during your time in care?
Yes. Bettison. Okay. Some named Bettison. Dr. Murray Henderson, and it was Bettison. Bettison. That was sort of the name. Okay. My name was when I was in care.
Yep, of course. Thank you for sharing that.
I was in care twice. So.
Okay. And have you changed your name legally by DPOL or manager at all?
No.
No. No. Okay. That's fine. And can you remember an address that you lived in prior to being placed into care?
Yeah, 36 Pembroke Street.
Is that in Finiston, is it?
Yeah, Finiston, Golf 11. Golf 3, I believe it is. G3. I can't remember the other bits.
Yeah, G37BQ.
Might be. It's a football pitch now.
Is it, yeah? Wow.
A concrete football pitch.
A concrete football pitch.
That's how Glaswegians are tough at football.
I like that. Yeah.
Better than red ash, mind you, because that would just rip your body to bits.
Yeah. The Brazilians and the Argentinians, Colombians, they all play on sand, and then we've got the Glaswegians that play on concrete. I love that.
Well, sand is hard to actually. I worked through sand in the army, and it's a hard one to navigate. You toughen up all sorts of muscles, so
yeah,
there's something in that. Definitely.
Yeah, it is. There's something in the muscle mass, definitely, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's all the fine tuning of all the muscles within the foot. You know, because there's so many bones, so they need all these different tendons and muscles to activate them. And because you can move your toes individually if you concentrate enough, so.
Yeah.
Build up body strength in every part of your leg, you know what I mean, for the toes up, you're bound to be much fatter, stronger, more resilient, stronger, kick of the ball, quick turns, and I don't know. I'm talking football. I shouldn't talk football.
Yeah, no. Hello, you're getting me jealous but excited at the same time for my match on Sunday.
I was in the cup final once and we all ended up fighting each other before that final whistle and we get disbanded and banned for football for 3 years. So that was my football career over.
Oh, wow. So what, the game was abandoned, was it?
Aye, man. The referee got decked. The linesman ran on. He got decked and all. Everybody was getting decked.
It's gutted enough for a cup final as well, isn't it?
It's a memory.
It's a memory, though, yeah. It feels like you've still won.
We won that day, just the worst of the cup final. But we won all the other competitions. It was like a decathlon, a military kit, cadets, or, you know, different sports. And if we'd won this, even if we'd come in second, we would have won the overall trophy, but we'd get banned, so we lost it.
Yeah.
But it's a memory.
Of course, at least you can take the memory away from it, sir.
Every failure is a success in some way, you know.
Of course, yeah, no, that's a perfect way to look at it. What's the what was that, sorry, Jace? Was you going to say something then?
No.
Ah, okay. What am I able to grab the name of your GP that you currently registered at, please?
Yeah, it's Broomhill Medical Practice. Broomhill Drive. 41 Broomhill Drive.
Perfect, I've got that there. Put that one in there. Okay, and am I able to grab the name of your mother and father, please?
Both deceased.
Okay,
James.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right, I'm an orphan.
What was their name, sorry?
Patricia.
Patricia.
James.
Patricia James. Okay, and your father's name?
James.
Oh, sorry, it was Patricia and James.
Aye, sorry.
That's okay, my apologies.
And at that time, my mother, when I was taking care of my mother, was under the name Bettison, I believe.
She was what, sorry?
It was under the name Bettison. So, Patricia Bettison, it would be.
Your mother's name, yeah.
My father was, he was absent, he's James Henderson, so he's an absent father.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. The only reason why I ask you for that, Jason, is because some of the local authorities or institutions that we deal with, because of the time that you was in care and you're under the age of 18, some records can be filed under the names of your parents. So say it's coming back to you at a later date, we just grab that information in case we need it anyway.
Brilliant.
Okay. Okay, Jason. So I do appreciate that discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during this call, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
No, nothing presently, no.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Jason. Well, yeah.
A lot of walls up as a child.
Yeah, I can understand that. Especially having wrongdoing done to you during your time in care as well. It sets you kind of for life, doesn't it?
That's... I don't know that you joined the army. I found the army cadets. They were brilliant for me. Young guy, the last who's going to join the cadets. Have some fun. Learn about strength of character. All the better things in life.
Yeah. How long was you in the army for?
3 years, 36 days, 40 minutes.
Oh, wow, sir. That's still an amazing accomplishment, isn't it?
Yeah. I get my head kicked in for singing for Scotland. I've decided to leave. I was in the cadets for 7 years, and then I joined the TA after I left the army for a couple of years.
Of course, I'm sorry to hear that, sir, but also thank you for your service as well.
I loved it.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Apart from being a father, it's the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, no, being a father is an amazing gift to be given to it, isn't it?
Amazing. Best feeling ever.
Yeah.
Changes you inside and out.
Yeah, it does, the way you think, speak, act, everything, it does, doesn't it?
A lot of growing up as well.
So fortunately for me, I've still got some young ones around me, but yeah, I don't want them to.
Bless those days, mate. Cherish every minute you've got, man.
Yeah, I know.
Love it.
That's exactly what I do. I leave the office here, I go home, and then I just dive straight into it with my children until they go to bed.
You're such a lucky guy, Aaron, man. You're lucky, man.
I'm grateful for each day. That's all I can do for life. I'm grateful for each day. And I come to work and I help people like yourself, and yeah, it makes my day better. And I go and see my kids, and it just tops it all off.
That's what I do. I do volunteer work all the time and help people out. It's just a brilliant feeling.
It is, because obviously, you know, the likes of yourself, you know, you may not have ever shared the stories of your time in care, or, you know, I'm very recently, you know, I've been the first person that someone's spoken to about their time in care, and it's just having that understanding from, from that somebody like yourself, knowing that there's another person, you know, like myself on the end of the phone call, who's not here to judge you, not here to criticize you or in any way, shape or form, but I'm here to listen to your story and help you through this process and get some sort of closure and obviously the compensation, of course, that you deserve.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for compensation. I mean, I'm skimping. Money's always helpful, but I was never looking for compensation. I just thought it would help get the redress scheme going. And
yeah,
I mean, because there's many other victims who, like my personal thing has happened not in care. I mean, what happened, the trauma that I went through, it never happened in care. It just went out into care. I seen it continuing within the care home. You know, it's like, wow. Other people do this as well, you know.
Yeah.
But it wasn't happening to me, but I was seeing it and I was affected by it, you know. I don't know if I'll get a claim or anything like that. I'm not looking for that. I'm just looking to help the system. I deal with other people like who've been through it, and you know, if there's anything can be learned out of it, dying gate, that's a step forward, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Well, what I'll do for you on today's call is obviously I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and the options that you have around the scheme. I'll also explain how we work as a law firm for you. And then I'll also discuss our funding and fees, and then I'll gather the initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you. Okay. So the Scottish Redress Scheme, as I said, provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 5th of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us, but you are entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. You're also entitled to instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Mm-hmm. Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application. But INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, you will be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. I do just want to clarify, Jason, at this stage, obviously I know that you opened was contacted about the scheme a while ago, but do you have any other representation at the moment for this redress scheme?
No, I just activated something with a company called MMA Law. Similar to what you had on Facebook, but I was, like I say, I was dubious about the motives and, you know, I mean, this, people don't usually phone you up to help you, you know. I seen this, like yours, I had a wee feed on Facebook, and it's like, answer the question and take it forward to the next one. And here I am, talk to you, you know.
When was your last contact with MMA Legal?
Oh, about 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, okay. And have you signed any documents with them or anything?
No, I've never signed anything.
No, never. Okay. Okay, that's not a problem.
No, they've been trying to phone me. My process is only 16% or something.
It's on the what, sorry?
The process of me going through their information machine, the gathering process. They're only 16% or something, I was saying. And I told them so much about my personal life. And I was like, well, 16%, how much more do they want to know? You know?
Yeah.
Am I the victim here? Am I being the criminal now? You know, these bloody questions. Pardon English.
Yeah, no, of course I understand that, and I'll do some digging into MMA Legal. And see what they're about. But obviously if you haven't signed up to them or anything, then obviously, you know, you're still a free man with your own decisions. So,
I'm not looking for anything. I'm just trying to help the situation. But it seemed like they were too needy. And I'm like,
they're pressuring you too much. Well, you're more than entitled, Jason. So obviously, whenever they're calling you, and obviously by the sounds of it, you know the calls are quite consistent and whatnot. My advice would be just to obviously block the numbers as much as you can. If obviously if you don't want that.
I was trying to do that, but I thought maybe they'll boil off, go off the boil with me, and give up. I'll do that soon. I'm thinking about blocking them.
Our agreement being the conditional fee agreement, we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis.
Yeah.
So what that means is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time and effort spent with you on your case, and also a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, is 19.2% with ourselves. Okay, so that's an agreed cap. It'll never go higher than 19.2%.
20%, all right, aye.
Just literally under. As I said, it is capped. It'll never grow legs or anything like that. It'll always stay at 19.2. So it is important that I make it clear that we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you. But the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in greater detail during this call for you. If you do decide to instruct INS Law as the law firm to represent you, what we can assist with is whether you're eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme. We'll gather and review all the evidence given over the phone today. And then what I'll personally do is I'll prepare and submit your application once our documents are signed in order to obtain an application number on your behalf. We do have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so we'll always advise you of any offers made further down in the process, and obviously whether that offer is applicable to your story and whether to accept it. We'll also explain the statutory waiver to yourself if an award is offered, and also offer any assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. Mm-hmm. What that statutory waiver is that I've just briefly mentioned is that if a redress offer is made, you basically won't be able to take out any or pursue any other future civil claims relating to the matters that would already have been dealt with within the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah.
Okay, does that make sense to you so far? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. You do have a right to cancel as well, Jason. So if you do decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst the cancellation rights still remain. So if that was the case, Jason, would you like us to start work immediately at all?
I need to have a little bit of completion time first.
Yeah, of course, that's obviously completely understandable. As I said, you've got the 14 days of cancellation, so...
nothing's been signed, so I've got more than 14 days.
Yeah, no, of course, obviously, 14 days from after you sign our agreements, of course.
That would require you sending a document to me and sending it back to you with my signature.
Well, it's all... with ourselves, Jason, it's all done electronically. So it's all done via email. We'll send the documents out to you with a secure link. And obviously anything that I write up today, including your statements, that'll all be detailed within within the attached documents for you to see. But obviously before you do decide to sign.
Mm-hmm.
So we can formally act for you as well, Jason. We will require proof of identification for verification purposes, and also to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So what we'll need is a copy of photo ID and proof of address. So whether that be a driver's license, passport or birth certificate, alongside proof of address dated within the last 3 months and the address that you have listed to myself.
Yep.
Okay. Obviously, that can be sent by email or WhatsApp if you use WhatsApp, whatever's easier for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'll do, Jason, is I'll go through your care settings with you. The redress scheme, they look at award around four different types of abuse. So you've got neglect, you've got physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse as well. Okay. So going from your first care setting, Jason, can you remember where that was?
At Sheffield. Sheffield. Basically, like the ocean, SEA, Sheffield.
Yeah.
Residential school. And at Russian.
Yep, I've got that.
Can't remember what year, but it's the 70s.
So it's South Ayrshire Council. Okay, and what year was that? You said 1970, was it?
I'm not sure what year, but it was in the 70s.
In the 70s, okay. Can you roughly remember how old you was?
About 5 or 6.
Okay. What I'll do then is I'll put around about 1973 for you. These dates that I'm populating in right now don't have to be as accurate. This is kind of a bit of a ballpark. Once we, if obviously you were to sign up to ourselves, we'll obtain your care records for you, and then obviously we'll then match the dates then. Okay, and how long was you at Sheffield for, Jason?
6 weeks.
6 weeks, okay. So that was still with, probably within 1973.
I think it was probably 74.
Okay.
Maybe 75, because I think another child was being born at the time. Can't remember.
Okay, that's absolutely fine.
It might even be as late as 76.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, and then after Sheffield, Jason, where was you then placed?
Back in Sheffield.
Okay, so there was two placements.
In place, yeah.
Yep, okay.
If you're of a certain religion, you went to that one. If you had another religion, you went up to another place. So it was earmarked for me.
Yeah, okay. And so would you say that was that would be around 1978?
Aye.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, so with the two types of placements down to the same care setting, would you agree in itself that you suffered one of the four types of abuse that I mentioned briefly?
No, I would say no.
No, okay.
I just witnessed stuff, that's all.
Yeah, okay. Even witnessing stuff in itself, Jason, is forms of abuse. If you're experiencing instances, or even in the same room, you're hearing people screaming for whatever reason, that's still forms of emotional abuse that you're suffering. So you are still more than entitled for it. So if you want, obviously you can talk to me about your experiences, and I can obviously then assess what you tell me, and obviously what types of payments there's two routes that we can go down. But obviously based on what the information that you relay to me, I can advise what would be better for yourself.
Yeah, I don't know what to say on that, really. It's, at night time things were a bit hairy in the dormitories, and there would be staff walking about, and they'd pull two kids away and come back, and they wouldn't be the same kids again, and then they'd be screaming, and there'd be boys jumping into other boys' beds because they were scared, and it's like,
yeah, okay. So was this happening? Sorry, go on, Jason.
These other boys were really affected by this stuff, and
yeah.
I'd already seen stuff, I'd already previously gone to this place. I'd already experienced abuse, so I kind of knew about it,
I had a bit of an understanding about it, didn't you?
What it all entailed, but I knew that bad stuff was going on everywhere in life,
Yeah.
And it was certainly happening there, because there's kids crying all night after I mean, getting berated by this old guy and sort of nothing, was bullying, but they were just so effeminate wee guys, you know. Nothing against effeminate guys, you know what I mean, but they were wee mammy's boys, and they never had any fight in them to fight back, and
yeah,
you just seen the powerlessness that they had, you know. And that reminded me of myself as a child, you know, what I went through. So I was like, poof. They'll get through it, you know. That's what I ever thought, you know what I mean? They'll get through it.
Yeah, of course. So did this happen the first time you went to Seafield?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, what's the second time round? I was a bit older and wiser, so I was probably put in another dormitory with older boys. So that, you know, 'cause they didn't want young boys with older boys, because during the first time, that's what I seen, was like older boys were playing out sex acts on younger boys, you know. Obviously,
yeah,
they've took it for the home or wherever they were and brought it to the residential school that we're in, and, you know, I mean, they're playing out their, I don't know, what they've seen in their man dad's bedroom or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, where they get the influence for, you know, but it all starts somewhere, you know. Kids are very inquisitive. I said, Aaron, I have to go. I've got a meeting on in three or 4 minutes, and I have to get to it very fast.
Yeah, no, of course. I understand that. What I'll do, Jason, is I'll just write up something for now then, when we jump off the phone. And then what I'll do is I'll call you back tomorrow morning, if that's okay, and just talk you through the documents that I'm going to send through to you. Is that okay?
Okay, dokie.
Oh, not a problem, Jason. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for your time. And yeah, go and enjoy your meeting as well, okay?
All right. You keep going forward, mate, right?
I will do.
Take care.
I certainly will. You too, Jason. Bye now.
Bye.